guidebooks, friends and family, and we took it to heart. When planning our drive from Nip to Argentina, we planned to spend as little time as possible in Honduras. Along the way something changed, and we decided we'd spend just a few days in the country. Okay, fine, but if you go to Honduras, do not go to San Pedro Sula, the murder capital of the world. This was the even more definitive advice we received from those same travelers, websites, guidebooks, friends and family. Every traveler we've met on the road in Central America, backpackers, bikers, other overlanders, skipped Honduras. The seasoned travelers and authors of Don't Go There, It's Not Safe, You'll Die, an excellent guidebook for travelers driving through Central America, skipped Honduras. Everyone skipped Honduras. So we thought we would too. That is until we took a second to think about it. In the beginning of our trip, when we were planning our route, we were certain that we would be kidnapped or murdered by gangsters in Mexico, Guatemala, or El Salvador. But we survived all three of these countries, spending close to 3 months driving through them, exploring the natural beauty and meeting the wonderful people that make up these countries. We loved our time in these countries, despite the travel warnings. But for some reason Honduras was different. We can't go there. Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador have bad reps, but they don't even come close to Honduras. San Pedro Sula is in Honduras. The murder capital of the world. The murder capital of the world. We will surely die, we thought. But curiosity got the best of us. We had to know. And there was no way to know besides finding out for ourselves. We messaged Bobby Durrett from D Brewery, an American expert who has been living in Honduras for the past 6 years. He told us that despite what we may have heard, there's a real Honduras hiding behind the screams of the mainstream media just waiting to be explored. He promised to show us this real Honduras, which required at least one trip to San Pedro Sula, what he calls the murder capital of the world that isn't. Our hearts raced. The one country on this trip we thought we'd skip was Honduras. The one city we were positive we wouldn't visit was San Pedro Sula. And suddenly we had an invitation for a personal tour around the city. After spending a first night in Honduras camping inside the restaurant of a kind family who we met on the side of the road, and then spending a few days doing some hiking, chilling at the beach, exploring waterfalls, and swimming in natural spring water, it was time to take off for San Pedro Sula.